And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Rural Survival Show with Tim Spencer and Rick Schmidt. This is the second hour. You are listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. We have currently on the line on Skype Chance from Simply Clean Foods. Chance, I'd like you to meet my co-host, Rick Schmidt, who I call our resident genius. So, gentlemen, meet each other.
Hello. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, Rick. It's great to make your acquaintance. It's wonderful to be on the show today. I hope that we can pass on some useful knowledge and help people prepare a little bit better than they have been. That's what we're all here for, right?
I'm all for it. Sure, absolutely, yeah. Let's do it. If we can help a couple of people, then I'm all in.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Chance, my thinking on bringing you on today is that some people are just now catching on to what's going on. Some people don't have time or don't already have a good garden plot where they can grow their own food, their own vegetables. Some people simply are not able to do it because of physical limitations or because they don't have the ground to do it. And therefore, I thought bringing you on would offer people an option to, you know, growing their own. So if you would, sir, could you, let's start out with the products or the types of products that you offer and what freeze drying is as compared to dehydration and some points like that. We need to set a base level so people know what we're talking about.
Absolutely. So I can tell you first, we have been helping people prepare since 2013. One of the reasons why we wake up every morning and every day is because we need to help people understand the food that you put in your body is very important, not just during a major event, guys, but on a daily basis. This is what gives you your focus, gives you your energy, your sustaining energy, and keeps you out of that hospital bed, right, through disease and inflammation. So that's where we come in. Back in 2017, we started Simply Clean Foods with the goal of providing only food that was at least non-GMO, heirloom quality, and in many cases, organic. And these are simple ingredients. For example, in our corn, you're going to find no preservatives. You're going to find a beautiful GMO plant, sweet corn, amazing product. But this we have 98 products on our website, which is simplycleanfoods.net. We purchase through vendors and farmers across the globe. Unfortunately, guys, I need to say this, Tim and Rick, many of our products we cannot purchase from the U.S. And as you both know, the reason is because the cross-pollination from farm to farm from a Monsanto seed versus an organic heirloom seed, right? So we deal with countries in South America in many cases, but also in Europe that don't allow these companies to even come in. We are one of the last countries standing that allows these companies that produce the seed and the glyphosate. Politically speaking, we should not as well let these guys have this seed. So that being said, we have great relationships with our farmers and our suppliers. I can say that during this food shortage, as you've been talking about, and I listened to the last show as well. This is really serious. Now you guys see it at the grocery store. Imagine a company like Simply Clean Foods I'm talking to global vendors and farmers across the world, and there are regions of the world where food prices have escalated to the point where folks are starting to really have to make some hard decisions. But right here in the U.S., guys, and I'm sorry, I'm kind of venting a little bit because it does upset me. Right here in the U.S., you know, there's an expression, having more month than money, and you guys talked about that a little bit yesterday, or the last show, having more month than money. Well, imagine that same situation now with the price of petrol, the price of fuel. A person has to decide whether they're going to put fuel in the car or food on the table. And guys, right. That is not fair. That is not right. It is not a choice that we should have to make. You know, we'll talk about this later, but I deal with our veterans outreach program. I deal with veterans on a daily basis. And these guys who are on disability, you know, they might be $600, $700, $800, maybe up to $1,400 a month. They were struggling before, right? Now, these guys serve their country with pride, and they can't put food on the table. I have a guy that we just sent food to. He hadn't eaten for 3 days, and it's very upsetting, guys. So I'll just stop on the rant and get back to you guys. Do you have any other questions?
Rick, you go first. I've got a list of questions a mile long.
Well, I do. You haven't, that I know of, unless I'm not paying attention, you haven't really told us exactly what Simply Clean Food is. Is this a freeze-dried product that would be kind of like Mountain House or something along these lines?
Yeah, Rick, absolutely. So Simply Clean Foods provides only single ingredient foods, okay? So single ingredients like broccoli, corn, cauliflower, bell peppers, strawberries, pineapple, blueberries, right?
Wow.
The list goes on and on. And the reason why we do that, we don't do meals. Mm-hmm. The reason why we do that is the FDA has a very interesting take on the labeling of GMO products. So if the main ingredient, Rick, if the main ingredient is non-GMO, then you can put non-GMO on the label. However, in a meal, let's take fettuccine Alfredo, okay?
Oh, yeah.
The main ingredient
is pasta. Hey, did we lose Chance? Hello, or did we lose me?
I think we might have.
Right.
Okay, all right, Sam, Chance's audio cut out.
Well, okay. Is he back, or
hello?
Do we need to get him back?
Yeah, oh, there
good.
We go.
Please. Yeah, so you said single
live
ingredient.
Radio, folks.
Hello.
It's so always exciting. And
hello.
While you're talking about this, tell us what.
Chance, you're on. If you can hear us, you are on.
Darn. Can you hear us?
Sam, if he can't hear us, drop him and recall him.
Yeah, do that.
Drop him in recalling.
I'm dying to know what quantities, because anytime you take something and you dehydrate it, it loses most of its weight. So I'd be interested to know how this stuff is sold, because I must admit, this is the first I'm kind of hearing about this. And it would be interesting to know how this works.
You're getting into my list of questions too. You know, I wasn't sure. All right, Chance, are you back, sir?
Yes, I'm back. Can you guys hear me okay now?
I can now.
All right, now Rick had a question for you. So go ahead, Rick. You're going to have to repeat your question.
Just 1 second.
Yeah, well, when you dehydrate, dehydrate anything, a single product or whatever, you're going to lose a tremendous amount of weight. So I'm dying to know how this stuff is sold, like in what quantity, or how do you what do you sell it, by weight or by package, or what's in a package? How's that work?
Sure. So let's be real clear on our terminology, guys. So we we do not dehydrate any products whatsoever. Dehydration usually involves heat, right?
Yeah,
so freeze-dry process, can you guys hear me okay?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. The freeze-dry process is called lyophilization. So basically, we're going to take that product, freeze it to negative 60 or lower, and then start a vacuum process that removes the ice crystals from the product. So it doesn't involve heat. The problem with heat is, in many cases, as you guys know, when you reach temperatures of about a 160, you start to kill those beautiful vitamins and minerals that are in that plant, right? So our process basically freezes that product, removes the ice crystals, and now you have a shelf-stable product for up to 20 years. That depends on the packaging that we use. Right. And so we use a 7-layer or 7-mil Mylar pack, and then and then we put O2 absorbers, about a 300cc O2 absorber, and that's basically going to take that product down to the vacuum of space, right? So the enemy of food, of course, is oxygen and heat. So we want to take those two things away, make that product shelf stable, and then have that readily available in case of emergency. But during COVID, especially for the elderly, we were delivering food right to the door of our senior citizens so that they didn't have to put themselves in any type of danger by leaving the home.
Yeah, the problem with canned goods would be, you know, that, of course, those things are all heated to above 160 and held there for a while. And so, you know, storing canned goods is better than nothing. However, it is lacking in a lot of nutrition at that point. It's only a kind of a shadow of what it was. When you use a 300, CC oxygen absorber, in what size package, can I ask?
So all of our fruits except and vegetables, with the exception of our potato dices, are 12 servings. And the way that a serving is calculated, guys, is... Mm-hmm. So you take a dry serving, right? So that's freeze dried, of a quarter of a cup. Then you add quarter cup of water. Now you have a half cup serving, which is a normal serving for most people. So these pouches contain 12 servings or more of our freeze dried food. Now we do carry other products like our organic powders, acai, berry, blueberry, raspberry, list goes on. You guys can check it out for yourselves. But this isn't a sales pitch. I want to educate your listeners and help them understand what you guys talk about all of the time, right? We get into some economic issues and you talk about Bitcoin and gold and things like that. Food, guys, food is one of the best, absolute best investments you can make for your family. Can always eat it, right? You can always eat it.
Absolutely agree with you. And fact is, I'm not just talking the talk, I walk the walk. I've got much more invested in food than I do in silver and gold, believe me.
That's so important, guys. Go ahead.
It is. Chance, do you have any freeze-dried water by any chance? I could use some of that. Sorry.
Too funny. You know, it's a joke that's repeated quite often. So in the process, and again, this is back to education a little bit, okay? The only things really that you can't freeze dry are fat. Fat just doesn't freeze dry, right? So something very, very, very oily. And water, right? So freeze drying a watermelon, let's just take that for example. I got to tell you guys, you wouldn't have much left over, right? But a product like broccoli, a product like cauliflower, oh my gosh, they freeze dry so beautifully. And then, Rick, I think earlier in the show you asked about the size. What's it look like once it's freeze dried? So everyone here can imagine a broccoli florette, what that looks like fresh from the garden, right? So when after it's freeze-dried through that process, that product, now there's no moisture, is going to shrink 60 to 65%, right, in volume. Once you rehydrate, that's the term that we use, then it's going to go right back to its original state. Does that help, Rick?
Yeah, that's just terrifying. All right. Okay, yeah, no, that yeah, I'm going to have to try this. I really am. What I'll do is I'll get a bunch of these things, and then I'll have the grandkids out, and we will have a Mr. Science Sunday, and we will start rehydrating things and then eat them. I think that sounds like a fun morning.
It does, doesn't it?
It does.
Well, I'll tell you, there is a funny story behind what you just said. So we had a gal, this was about probably 4 months ago. She'd ordered one of our 30-day fruit packs, which is just a variety of different fruits, right? But all she really wanted, she's a strawberry fanatic, right? And all she wanted were the strawberry slices. And so we sent her the pack, and she had her grandkids over to the house. Right, Tim, you can relate to this. She had the grandkids in the house, and she said, this is her words, not mine, I made the mistake of showing the grandkids where the fruits were. I come back into the house, and they had eaten all of the strawberries. The only thing that I wanted, they ate. She said, thanks a lot.
Well, look, you know what? Yeah, there's no question that being a parent or a grandparent is an exercise in self-sacrifice. That's just the way. But there was an education involved, too. I have tasted freeze-dried strawberries and freeze-dried Neapolitan ice cream, and it is insane. They taste exactly like they're supposed to. If you guys are thinking that there's got to be some sort of sacrifice here, and that this stuff, it just does not make it through the process, you're mistaken. Strawberries taste like strawberries, and ice cream tastes like ice cream. It is just the weirdest sensation ever.
You know, guys, the process of lyophilization, of freeze-drying, has really, really improved just in the past 5 years. We have a module where we freeze-dry some products here. And I can tell you, in the old days, you would have a product that was pretty darn close to the original. But now, oh my gosh, everything is controlled in a controlled environment, right? So I heard you the other day talking about, you know, growing vegetables in specific climates, and then or climates, and then winter hits or a freeze comes in and just knocks everything out, right? This process is so controlled from start to finish, guys. It just develops into a beautiful product that is, again, shelf stable for up to 20 years.
That is incredible.
You know, the other thing that I think we should mention here, and we did not, is the weight of this stuff. I mean, if you've got a bug out bag or something like that, or if portability becomes a question of any kind, this stuff is, once it's dehydrated, is so lightweight that it is, startling. It's startling how lightweight these things become.
Well, to give you an idea, so we have a lot of hikers, bikers, and campers that use our food. To give you an idea of what that actually looks like, guys, I want to go back to that same example of broccoli again, okay? So in a pouch, there's probably, I don't know, 80 florets. And do we have a break coming?
Yes, we do, Chance. If you guys could hold on for a minute. Ladies and gentlemen, we will be back in 3 minutes. If you want to ask Chance a question, the number is 512-248-8252.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Survival Show right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Right now, Rick and I are speaking with Chance from Simply Clean Foods. We're learning about the products and what he supplies. And by the way, folks, what he supplies is incredible. Non-GMO, super high quality foods. Okay, gentlemen, Rick and Chance, please continue. And Chance, I got a few questions when you and Rick are done.
Yes, well, sir. We were talking about the weight. You were gonna explain the weight difference there.
Sure. So before the break, we talked about a package of broccoli that contained 80 florets. Okay, so that's about 4 pounds. 80 florets is about 4 pounds of broccoli, right? So once the freeze-dried process is complete, guys, you have 12 ounces versus 4 pounds. So that's what
wow.
We're water is, as you know, water is 8.2 pounds per gallon, right? So when you remove water,
that's about right.
Yep, you remove the water from the product, you're taking a lot of that weight away. So a backpacker, for example, that's going to be gone for 3 days, and he's going to have enough food. It's going to weigh maybe a pound for 3 days worth of food. That's huge. We were, you know, I don't know, Rick, if you were in the service, but me and Tim were in the Navy. You know that that 40-pound backpack is pretty light in the beginning, but, you know, 10 miles down the road, that thing gets heavier and heavier. So what you put in that pack is very, very important in keeping that weight down.
Well, they wouldn't let us have that, buddy. We had sea rations from 1948, and,
yeah.
We walked to the 12-mile range. It was 12 miles out. Thank God we did not have to carry the food back. We did not have freeze-dried anything. They weren't that nice.
No, I remember the sea rats, and not that great tasting.
So either. Do I.
No. You had
However,
to scrape off.
I did eat some bacon that was in a can from 1942 and 1982, and it was excellent.
Yeah, but you're 4 inches shorter now. All right, well, so portability, the weight of water is that must be what's wrong with me. I'm carrying water weight. That's quite the deal. I'm going to have to look into this. This is not a sales pitch, but what is the name of the website? I'm going to have to check into this.
It's Simply Clean Foods. That's plural. SimplyCleanFoods.net. And then, guys, for your listeners, there's a coupon code that will be entered today. It looks like my IT guys say before 4 o'clock. Your coupon code, which allows your listeners to get a discount plus guaranteed free shipping to the lower 48 states, is capital R, capital S, RSS, all in caps. If you use that code after 4 p.m. today, you will receive a discount on our already discounted prices, and you will be guaranteed free shipping in the lower 48.
That is fantastic. Thank you, Tim.
After 4 p.m. Central, or what are you saying there?
Yeah, we're in the same time zone. Yes. We're here in the great state of Texas. After 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, only because the IT guys had the day off today, so I'm making them work. So,
yes. Yeah, thank you. We appreciate it. Yeah.
Yeah, no problem.
Very much.
If we could, and again, this isn't just about Simply Clean Foods. This is about other things around our communities, our cities, our states, and this country, this great country we live in. I have a question for you guys that does not relate to food whatsoever.
Okay.
After listening to the show yesterday, you were talking about cryptocurrencies. And this is a question I have for both of you. And if you don't have the answer, that's okay. But doing my own research, I found that the number one terroristic threat to the United States is an EMP, right?
Right.
In some cases, it could be a CMP from the sun. But we're talking terroristic. It would be an EMP launched over Kansas in the heart of America. So with cryptocurrencies, they're all based out in the digital world of things. What happens if something like that were to occur and we go down for anywhere from 30 days to 6 months, all the people that invested in Bitcoin, what happens to that money?
Okay, after the break.
We'll be right back.
Right after the break. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes. If you have a question for Chance, the number is 512-248-8252, and we ask that you keep it on topic.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Rural Survival Show right here on Republic Broadcasting. Rick and I are speaking to Chance from Simply Clean Foods. Rick, if you would proceed to answer Chance's question, I would appreciate it. I've got an answer too, but I know we'll differ.
Good. That would be interesting. Let me take a whack at this real quick. And this is not financial advice, but if you were going to invest in cryptos, I would be more comfortable suggesting that you center your activities around Bitcoin. It is being accumulated by financial institutions, corporate institutions, and sovereign nations. That is, some of these meme coins, M-E-M-E, some of these meme coins are more of a delivery mechanism than an investment. I think I don't think they were designed to necessarily hold up. But I think Bitcoin and Ethereum and some of these will. What you got to do is get that stuff off of the internet and get it downloaded into a Trezor, T-R-E-Z-O-R, Trezor. And then at that point, yes, it is still, it is not a USB drive. It is a key. It is a key that unlocks your locker. Bitcoin is still being held in the decentralized finance zone. It's still out there on the internet. No, during an EMP, you're not going to touch it. But it will be safe, and when the grid comes back up, you will be able to get to it But I don't think that's necessarily going to take as long as people think, because I mean, without the internet, you're not going to be able to do anything anyway. You're not going to use a credit card. You're not going to buy gasoline. You're not going anywhere. You're not really doing much unless, and this is the suggestion, you really should be diversified into perhaps silver, and for sure 90% silver, which would be the coins from 1964 and earlier, because that is recognizable U.S. money, and you'd be able to trade in that while you're waiting for the grid to come back up. Tim, is your answer different?
Well, actually, Rick, I didn't think we were going to agree on this, but I agree with you 100%. The only difference I have is I would also have silver bullion, large transactions, you know, in like kilos and maybe some 100-ounce bars in case some really good real estate opportunities came up.
Dang right. Yeah.
But, and that Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that could easily happen as the dollar crumbles and silver goes vertical. You could get a good deal on farm ground, conceivably, and that's just about the only thing I would want to trade silver for is another hard asset.
Right.
Continue. Sorry.
Guys, can I add?
Okay, we've got a caller. Oh, go ahead, Chance, real quick.
Yeah, so I asked that question for a reason, and I'd like to add to the conversation, and I agree with you both. One thing that is talked about in our circles, during that period of time when the economy has faltered, there's no internet or there's no power across the grid, right? You know that a lot of our grid contains Chinese components, right? So if they choose to send us those components, that's one thing. But if they choose to not, we could be down for up to 6 months, right? So your crypto.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Yeah,
so this is something that in our circles we talk about. At first, you'll be able to use your silver bullion, your American Eagles, whatever, your junk silver, whatever you have to purchase other assets that you're going to need and barter, you know, with, right? But then people are going to wise up, and they're not going to sell you their land and their cars and their boats or whatever they have on a cash value. They're going to want it on a gold and silver value. So then that window of opportunity that we're talking about to buy land, to buy cows, to buy whatever you need is a very short window. Do you guys agree?
I do partially.
Yeah, well, okay. I do.
Where I see it, Chance, is, you know, the first thing is you're right. People are not going to want dollars. They're going to want hard assets. The key to that is using your discretion on what you buy with your silver or gold. You know, the things that you can really use. Yes, if you continue to buy with it, you're going to run out of it. I fully agree with that. But you've got to use your discretion. And also, some of the things I've done is buy extra tools to barter with. You know, a shovel and 22 shells can be worth a lot when you can't get any. Go ahead, Rick.
Or a package of food, a package of freeze-dried, yeah. Can be used as currency, too. But I do think there are people out there who make their business in asymmetric warfare, and they do opine that window might only be 3 months. But, was that what you were thinking, Chance?
Rick, you just nailed it, right? So that's what they're saying, about 90 days between the event when it happens and 90 days later, you'll be able to buy, let's call it a 5-acre parcel. They're going to ask, let's say, $10,000 for that. Now, I said the word dollars. You're going to, now your silver and gold have skyrocketed, right? So you're going to be able to cash in so many coins or so much bullion. You're not going to give that to the buyer. You're going to give them cash, is $10,000 cash. But after 90 days, that same guy selling you land is going to say, wait, I don't want your worthless cash, right? Like in Zimbabwe, I don't want your worthless cash. I want the asset. Now your assets start to deplete very, very quickly. So what I'm saying, guys, is I believe, it's just my opinion, that you have a very short window in order to gain the assets and, listen to this, guys, personnel that you're going to need for your home and for your protection. So we have a compound here in Texas. We've got a group of guys, ex-special forces. We've got someone we can call if we need someone to run a nursery. We have someone to cook meals, right? And we pay them through meals, right, through food and protection. So cool. I don't to sound apocalyptic. I really don't. But trust me when I tell you, guys, this is important. The best man that you know who is raising 3 small children, he's a good guy normally, will do what it takes to feed his kids. And if that means breaking the law or coming onto your property, he will do that.
I agree. Yes,
all right, absolutely.
Guys, take a break for a minute and take a caller, okay?
Oh.
We've only got a couple stacking up, but we need to talk to Melissa in Maryland on line one. Good morning, Melissa, or good afternoon, ma'am.
No, it's fine. Hi there. I might be off topic, and so if I am, I do not mind calling back another time that you're doing the show. You just tell me if you want to take the question now, because it does not concern food. So can we get off topic, or would you prefer I call back another time?
I'd prefer you call back next week, Melissa.
Okay, that'll be fine. Keep up the good stuff.
I don't mean to be mean, but we've only got chance for a very limited amount of time. Okay. Next is Pat.
Thank you,
ma'am. Next is Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat, and let's talk about food.
Well, I'm glad that he's talking about all that, because we know all that is not just a possibility, it's a probability. What good is land if Russia takes us over? They'll take the land. So I think that when you talk about, what other person has been talking about this, I suddenly can't remember his name. Bartering is going to be the new money. Is that
yeah,
what you're saying, Chad? What you're saying, right? You know, unfortunately, can y'all hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes, yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. Well,
I don't know if Chance can, though. Chance, are you still there?
Yeah. Hi, Pat. We've spoken before. How are you? I hope you're blessed. I hope you're well. Did you actually have a question for me about bartering?
Well, I was going to make a statement that I talked to my son about, and he says, you know, Mom, you know, I don't drink and I don't smoke, but you know what? There's a whole bunch of people would kill to do it. And he said, I think that's the thing that we should be ready to barter to. And I said, he said, maybe we could grow some tobacco. I don't know.
There you go.
Pardon?
I said, there you go.
No, that's thinking. That's thinking outside the box, and I like that, right? People that have addictions, their addictions don't go away because of a crisis, right? So whether you're bartering food, yeah, or bottled water or tobacco products or whatever that might be, a bottle of Jack Daniels, whatever that might be, to get what you need for your household, that's what's really important here.
Well, I understand people don't believe anything they're hearing is true about the Ukraine, but it seems like the Ukrainians poisoned their liquor and made a whole bunch of Russian soldiers real sick because they stole their liquor and they did something to their food too because they stole their food. Yeah. I'm just saying, you know, not only that, I've always been talking about getting some good Tupperware and burying your Bible somewhere where you know where it is. I'll let you go. I just thought I'd throw all that in. I appreciate you, okay? All y'all. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right. Next, we got Michael in New York on line 9. Good morning, Michael. 5-minute rule applies. Let's keep the topic on food, please, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen. I just want to say that along with everything else for bartering and trading, you know, into precious metals, I want to emphasize once again, as I've done for many years, copper coin. When copper coins were 99 cents 10 years ago, now if you shop around, you see they've gone up significantly. But I even seen at Walmart, they were charging $13, $14 retail to buy a 1 ounce copper minted coin. So there you have in just 10 years, that kind of increase. So, of course, for bartering, when silver's extremely valuable and gold is more extremely valuable, copper is going to play big time as a useful mode commodity for money. And I think it's still overlooked out there generally. I don't tune in much to a lot of current topics anymore because I'm so busy, but I just wanted to mention that in case people still aren't aware of that. And then the last bartering component is skill. If you got skill, multiple skills, you're going to be in demand no matter what's going on in the world. So that's also something people need to focus on. And last, gentlemen, I just want to say from a couple weeks ago, I think Jim from New York called in after I did, and Rick, you followed up perfectly. I wasn't blaming Red China for our problems. I blame, if anybody, Americans for our problems. But I was saying then that Red China is the real enemy, not Russia, and that Russia and us, if we were allies, Red China would be no longer a threat to us or the rest of the world. And that's why they're driving a major wedge between us and Russia for years now. And on that note, hey, Michael, gentlemen, I wish you a great day. God bless. Take care.
Michael,
thank you.
Michael, do you remember the old Western deal? It was kind of funny. The guy standing there with his hands up and he says, "Don't shoot me, I'm a piano player."
Skills.
It's about skills.
Yes, sir.
Skills.
Talent and skills is definitely a commodity that will always be in demand.
Right. I agree. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, guys, for your call, yeah. Michael.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Next, we go to Tom in Utah on line 1. Tom, 5-minute rule applies. Let's keep it on food, buddy.
Just a note on the culling of poultry right now. I think that's a reverse psychology. When you put out a news release that the poultry is going to be culled, what happens to the price?
It goes up.
Okay. So it may be just simply reverse psychology. People are going to say, well, I better go get my chicken now while I can get it. Be willing to pay the price. That's the only thing I want to say. It may be reverse psychology on the pricing.
It might be.
Yeah, that would be a futures contract. That would be a futures contract joke. It would be called what? Pump and dump. That's what that is.
Yeah.
See, I've been involved in that process too many times over here in the poultry producing areas of Utah. Put out a scare people buy. Good for profits.
Right.
Anyway, TomInUtah.com. Still doing battle with the legal system. Anyway, thank you.
Thank you, Tom. Appreciate your call. Okay, Chance, we're running out of time. Rick, you know, there's nothing we can do. How much time we got on the show? Not yet, please.
Boy, that's a shame, too, because this was a hot one. I really enjoyed this one.
Oh, I have, too. But we're down to about 6 minutes, 6 or 7 minutes. So you guys talk about what you want. Get your closing thoughts in before we're off the air.
Okay, well, guys, I have one.
Please go ahead.
I
Yeah, yeah, just real quick. If there are any veterans listening out there that have served their country with honor and pride, but they find themselves in a situation where they need a little bit of help, we have a program here called the Veterans Outreach Program. It's really designed, we're not a giant corporation, guys. We're a small family-run company. So it's really designed to work with you one-on-one. If you need some food, if you need a blanket, last winter, guys, we sent out a heater for a guy that was living in a broom closet. So if you need a heater, if you need fellowship, right, you just want another brother to talk to, that's what we're here for. It's a different number. I'd like to give that out now if it's okay with you guys.
By all means.
Yep, it's okay, all right.
Okay, the number is 512-483-4178. Again, 512-483-4178. Give us a call. Evenings are best because we're just a little busy during the day. That's an understatement. Give us a call. I'd love to speak with you. And if we can help, we sure will. And it's thanks to you guys, really, honestly, the listeners out there through the Liberty Man and other shows that we do that make that happen. We don't take any donations. We don't want your money. If you want to buy a food pack for a veteran, that's wonderful. We would love to do that. But we're just so honored and privileged to be able to help those that have served our country that have been thrown away like garbage by the same people that they serve. So we're talking about the U.S. government.
Well, yeah, we are, Chance. And I have seen that so much personally. And Lori and I'm not blowing my own horn, but we've helped veterans for as long as 8 years by allowing them to live in our house. So I fully agree with what you're, and I encourage you folks to buy some food packs from Chance for the, you know, designated specifically for vets that are down on their luck. You know, I'm one of them. Chance is one of them. Rick is one of them. We're not down on our luck, but we're vets and we care about our brothers. Rick and Chance, please continue. I'm sorry for interrupting.
Well, Rick, can I add one more thing? I want to share a quick story.
Yeah.
It's important.
Right,
okay. So back, I guess it was around late 2017, we did get a call after doing a show. And his name is Jeff. I can't give you his last name, but he's down in Florida. Guys, this is such a success story, but it's a little sad at the same time. Jeff calls us and says, look, I just got evicted from my home and I need some help. I have no money. I have no way to get money. Can you at least get me some food? So I didn't let him go that easy. I asked what happened. So apparently he had served, guys, in Iraq. And he was an artillery and something, I won't say this on air, but there was a product, a byproduct of what he was using for ammo that made him get these horrible migraines, okay? His migraines were so debilitating that they would just basically take him down to his knees. He was useless on the field. So he went to his sergeant, which then made him go to the hospital, and he ended up getting a medical discharge from the U.S. Army. When he went to the VA, they put him on a series of medications, but one of the medications that he was on was psychotropic drug. So what happened was F just stopped caring. Really, he was like a zombie. He stopped caring about anything. To the point where his parents couldn't reach him. No one could reach him. Well, one day, his best friend from high school, who was an EMT, by the way, came to his door. He didn't answer the door. He went in anyway and found Jeff staring straight ahead like a zombie again. figured out, because he was an EMT, that he was on something. He went into the medicine cabinet and found all of the drugs that he was prescribed. He dumped them down the toilet, got Jeff kind of straight and clean, per se, but there was a side effect from one of those drugs that he was immediately taken off of. He started sleepwalking. So the day that he called me, he had left his apartment building, went down the stairs in his underwear, nothing but his skivvies. And the way he woke up was the sheriff's department with their guns drawn, get on the ground, get on the ground. They threw him to the ground, he all bloody, scraped up, and they took him in. He had a psych eval. He passed the psych eval, and then he was released. He went back home. The deputies had taken everything, all of his weapons, I'm saying, his self-defense weapons. They took everything, and there was a nice yellow letter on his door from the landlord saying that we don't want your kind here. You are evicted, right, because of the police showing up. So he calls me from his Volkswagen, and he says he needs help. So we got him the help. I reached out to a pastor friend of mine in Florida, in that region of Florida. They talked. I'm trying to make this story quick. They talked. The pastor loved this guy, brought him in, gave him a job as a janitor. And then Jeff started taking Bible study lessons. Long story short, he became a minister because of that. He started doing street preaching, right? Preaching to homeless on the streets. And he called me 6 months after this and said, "Chance, I have some news." He goes, they're sending me to seminary. I'm going to be an ordained minister. And I want to thank you, because that night that I reached out, he goes, I was at the end of my rope, and I lied to you, and I apologize. I said they took all my guns, but they didn't. I had one revolver in my glove box.
All right, guys, that's it for the show. Chance, thank you. You and I will be in touch here in a few minutes.
Thank you, Rick. That was great.
Fantastic show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we
are done for today. Keep praying for us, because we're praying for you. And please check out Chance's website. The discount code is RSS, all capitals. Goodbye, folks. Thank you.
To come along and comfort me, a kind word from a stranger, to lend a helping hand, a phone call from a friend, just to say I understand. But ain't it kind of funny, at the dark end of the road, that someone lights the way with just a single ray of hope? Oh, I believe there are angels among us, sit down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me in our darkest hours, to show us how to live, to teach us how to give, to guide us with a light of love. They wear so many faces, show
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.